When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, everyone. It's Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. I am very stoked to introduce to you my guest for today because she is a two-time and current WWE NXT Women's Champion, Roxanne Perez. Roxanne, it's been a while. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love seeing you with the gold. And oh my God, I don't even know where to begin. It's such a big weekend for you.
Yes, it is. I'm so excited. I'm so ready.
Dude, when I think about like everything you've done in the last couple of years in your career in WWE, I think back to some of the interviews that you and I had. It started off with the WrestleMania launch party, and then afterwards WrestleMania kickoff, and who knows what happened in between there. And now NXT Battleground, and you are in one of the most highly talked about matches in that card.
Yeah, it's awesome. I remember the first interview I did with you with WWE at that launch party, and I was like, I had just gotten here. I was so like just still nervous to be here, so starstruck. I felt so much pressure, but now I feel like there definitely is a lot of pressure for this weekend, but I don't feel it too much. Like, I feel very confident in myself. I feel like I'm a two-time NXT Women's Champion, and I feel like I'm one of the best women's wrestlers in the WWE right now. So I'm ready.
As you should. I really feel like we've been able just to see you in so many different dynamics that now at this point you're like, I got this, man. Like, yeah. You've done some really big things. So I want to go ahead and just dive right into that. So as I mentioned, NXT Battleground, what has really been driving the conversation has been your match with Jordynne Grace. And the last 2 weeks, ever since that was announced, you've been part of the conversation, Jordynne, NXT brand, as well as this like possible partnership collaboration between NXT and TNA. How have you been feeling the last 2 weeks with all of this new attention?
Oh my God, it's been really cool. It's been really cool, not just for women's wrestling, but just wrestling in general. Obviously, yes, for women's wrestling, because you would have never thought that this would happen like just a few years ago. So now that I get to be a part of it and be able to be a part of history-making stuff and to be able to finally step in the ring with Jordynne Grace, like she's honestly, she's amazing. She's impressive. She's a freak athlete. So I'm excited to get in the ring with her and prove to her why they call me the prodigy.
That visual of both of you guys just like standing across from each other, I was literally like, oh shit, like I could not believe it. And so I wanted to ask you about it because I know that Jordynne did an interview with Busted Open, and on there she had said that you had no idea it was going to be her. So you found out in the moment. Talk to us about what those weeks leading up to this moment was and what the moment was like when you saw Jordynne come out.
Yeah, I had no idea it was going to be Jordynne. So the weeks leading up to it, I was pretty excited to see who am I going to face? Who was going to be the person that was going to step inside that ring with me? And it ended up being Jordynne Grace. That's not even one of the names that like crossed my mind because she is with TNA. So like I said, it's like so, so cool that we get to make this history and, yeah, like just be a part of like some groundbreaking stuff. I'm so excited for it.
When you saw her come out, what was like the first thought that popped into your head?
Literally like, oh shit. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss.
No, yeah, you definitely are.
I was just like, what is going on right now? But I was ready. I was ready for Jordynne Grace to come out there and to put myself up to the test against her.
Yeah, man. It's just like, it's so cool to see that this happened and that you're the champion and you're the one who gets to have this big moment up against Jordan. Like, that's really cool. You had mentioned that you had a couple names in your mind. Who did you think was going to come out?
I had so many different names. Obviously, all of them were a part of the WWE. So I had an idea of maybe Tegan Knox, maybe Naomi, maybe, I don't know. There were so many names that popped up, but like I said, I never expected someone from TNA to come out and walk through the door. So for her to come out, it was really cool.
What was everyone's reactions like backstage the second that, you know, you got back there and everybody's like, oh shit, it's Jordynne Grace. Like, what was that like feeling like?
It was a really cool feeling, honestly. Like I said, like, no one would have ever thought that in 2024, it's me versus Jordynne Grace, WWE NXT versus TNA. She has been in WWE before in the Royal Rumble, and she made her mark, and she proved why. She is the TNA Knockouts World Champion, but I can't wait to prove to her why I'm a two-time NXT Women's Champion.
I can't wait for that either. So, Roxanne, I know you had mentioned, obviously, Jordan being part of the Royal Rumble. Like, that was such a huge moment, too. And you were also, you know, now twice in the Royal Rumble. So, was that, like, the first time that you guys had met there? Or had you guys met before she had came into WWE?
We had met before WWE. We had definitely crossed paths on the indies, but we had never been able to step inside the ring together. And I do remember being on the independent scene and seeing her work and wanting to get in there with her and just like see how our styles mix, and that never got to happen. But now it's happening in such an unexpected way. And it's really cool because we have a lot of parallels. We both started in Texas. We both started in Reality of Wrestling, Booker T school. She started when she was 14. I started when I was 14. It's really cool stuff, like, when you really look at it. I can't wait.
Do you think this is the biggest match of your career so far? Because you've had some big ones.
Definitely. I definitely think so far this is the biggest match of my career. But I've never felt more ready for a big match in my career before.
I love that. Okay, so I kind of want to dive into this a little bit more because, you know, we're talking about Jordan. And now this has caused the fans to be like, oh my God, are we going to see more people from TNA in NXT? I know that Jordan came out wearing the NXT TNA shirt. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that as a talent. Is this something that you want to see? And how do you feel about the possibility of what it can do, not just for you, but for the brand and how it can elevate NXT as well?
I'd love to see it. Like, anyone is welcome. Anyone is welcome. If you want a shot at my NXT Women's Championship, come through the doors because I'm welcoming it.
Hell yeah. See, that's exactly what I want to hear. Like, I think everybody kind of wants to see that. And I think people have already gotten their hopes up. Like, hey, like, are we going to see more people coming in? Like, what's going to go down? All right. So I do want to also talk because there's another big thing that's happening at Battleground. And that is that we're going to be having the first ever NXT North American Women's Champion. And that's huge because that means another championship in the division that you are leading. So Roxanne, what are your thoughts on the additional championship coming into the women's division?
It literally gives me goosebumps, like even you like saying it right now, because it's such a big step for women's wrestling, and especially like NXT. You know, we had the NXT Women's Championship, we had the tag team championships, we no longer have those, but to have another singles championship for the woman, it's so awesome, and I can't wait. There's so many amazing women in that match that could potentially be up for grabs, but I honestly, I can't even like pick which one because they're all so friggin' athletic, amazing, like awesome in the ring. So I'm really excited to see that match. And like I said, I definitely think that it's a big step in the woman's evolution.
It is. And there's that depth though. Like, the depth is in the roster. I was actually just talking to Bianca Belair yesterday, and she brought up the NXT women's division and all of the women that are starting to make a name for themselves. And again, as part of the division, you're leading that division as NXT women's champion. How do you feel about the overall growth of the division itself? Because I feel like every week it's constant where we're talking about like, oh my God, the women are doing this, the women are doing that. You know, it's something to be excited about, but also something to be proud of.
No, yeah, 100%. It's crazy to see how the NXT women's roster has evolved. Because I don't know if you remember, like years ago, there was the NXT obstacle courses and all of that, and then we evolved to like Paige and Emma having the first ever like women's, or they were in the tournament match, the main event for the tournament match, the finals, and Paige finally won the NXT Women's Championship, and then we had Bayley and Sasha with their Iron Man match, and how amazing that was. And now to see, like, there's so many women on the NXT card, like, every single week. It's not just, like, one week there's one match, or the next week there's, like, two. No, we're taking over, and I think it's so cool to see.
I see all of the stuff that you guys are doing in that division, and every single time I'm blown away, because I feel like the competition is just getting like, it's getting tougher and tougher, but like in the best way possible. And yeah, all of the girls are so different. You guys all have such different personalities and vibes. And it is really fun to get to see you guys mix it in there. For you, you know, who are some of the women that you're looking at and you're like, oh, I haven't feuded with this person yet. We hadn't had a program yet. Who's standing out to you?
Oof. So many women. Kalani Jordan is someone that I find really impressive. We never cross paths inside the ring, so I would love to get in the ring with her. I have feuded with Lash Legend, but I just think that she's awesome. Like, I think potentially she could be the woman to be the first ever North American champion. So, gosh, there's so many women. Fallon Henley, like, I've never stepped in the ring with her. I would love to do that. We did have a fatal four-way, but never like a singles run. So yeah, there's just so many women. Like, now that you're asking me, I'm just like, wow, this woman's roster is stacked, and like with so much like talent, and everybody's so hungry, and it's just awesome. It's just so cool to see, and I'm so glad that I get to be a part of it and that I get to represent all these women and this brand.
Exactly. So I do have one more question for you before we switch into our game, but I do want to ask, because I know everybody has been wondering, especially since we just came off of the WWE draft and we saw, you know, Tiffany Stratton's been doing her thing now for a while, but we also got to see Lyra Valkyra go up there, Kiana James, but people have been wondering, when is Roxanne Perez going to the main roster? And so I guess my question to you is, because everybody wants to go to the main roster eventually, right? Of course, that's the dream. That's the goal. But do you feel like you are at all in a rush to get to the main roster?
Obviously, that is the goal, of course. I want to create such, like, obviously, since I was a kid, like, that's all I ever wanted to be. I wanted to be on the main roster and start creating a legacy for myself. But I think that now I've realized, like, just to take my time, and you know, I feel like I'm already creating a legacy for myself. You know, 2-time NXT Women's Champion. I'm in the first ever WWE NXT TNA crossover match. Like, this is some awesome stuff, and if I'm just scratching the surface right now, I can't imagine the things that I'm going to be able to accomplish, whether that be in a few months, whether that be next year, in 2 years. I know that once I make it up there, everyone should be worried, because I'm going to take over.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've done already so much just in your time in NXT. I can't even imagine what you're going to go on and do on the main roster. That's freaking awesome, Roxanne. I'm rooting for you. Okay, so I do want to go ahead and get into this lightning round game, because, you know, it's funny. We've talked so many times, but I've never done a lightning round game with you, and I like to do this with my guests. So I just ask you 10 random questions, and you answer them however you please. Are you ready?
Cool. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one. What are your top three favorite TV shows or movies?
The Office, Friends, and movies. Honestly, one of my favorite movies is Step Brothers.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
I love that. I feel that we have a lot in common just with you saying The Office and Friends, because those are like two of the most popular shows. So yeah, I feel like you on that. Shows. Yes. Question number two. What was your gym day experience like with CM Punk and Cora Jade?
Oh, that was really cool. CM Punk, we call him like our dad because, you know, technically AJ Lee is our mom. but yeah, he's super awesome. He's been such a pleasure to work with and learn from and all the things. He's just great.
What's been like the biggest piece of advice that he's given you?
Oh my gosh, he's given me like so many gems, honestly. You're putting me on the spot here.
It's okay, we can continue going. We can circle back to that later. Here we go. Question number three. What would you consider the craziest thing you've ever done?
The craziest thing I've ever done? These are some good questions. The craziest thing I've ever done. I haven't done too many crazy things, but I don't know. I think going after my dream at 13 years old is pretty crazy.
I was going to say, I was wondering if you were going to say that because I'm like, okay, that sounds like a crazy thing to do, yeah. Especially, you know, at your young self, like being a teenager to pursue this crazy career is kind of nuts. Question number four, where did you go on your first date?
On my first date, like my first date ever.
Yeah.
I actually went to this little like burger place. It's like a Mexican burger place. They're called Tortas.
Oh, I love Tortas. Yeah.
Yeah. They're so good. I remember that. That was my first date.
Oh, that's cute. All right. Question number five. What is your favorite way to spend a day off?
Honestly, either laying by the pool and tanning and like reading a book, laying down, or just laying down, with my dogs.
You're like, as long as I'm laying down.
Yeah, as long as I'm laying down, not doing anything.
Question number six, which do you prefer, talking on the phone or texting?
Talking on the phone.
Oh, that's rare. Everybody's nowadays is like texting only.
Yeah, I love talking on the phone.
Question number seven, who's your favorite person to hang out with backstage?
It depends. On a good day, Cora Jade. On a bad day, Nolan. I'm just kidding.
I love that. Question number... I was wondering. I was like, who's she going to say on a bad day? Question number eight. How would your friends describe you?
I think they would describe me as... pretty hardworking towards my dreams and... a little bit of I can be a little bit of an airhead sometimes, honestly. So that's probably what they would say about me.
That's cute. Question number nine. What's your biggest irrational fear?
My biggest irrational fear. Honestly, I'm like really scared of cockroaches. Like anytime I see one, I get the chills. I can't even be in the room anymore. Like, definitely cockroaches.
I agree with you on that one. That's the worst. The worst.
And the question number... cockroaches are the worst.
Oh, I've seen those, the ones with the wings, and you're just like, no. They have them a lot in Texas. I've seen them there. Ooh, horrible. Okay, and last question. Question number 10. What's your favorite food to order at restaurants? I feel bad asking this right after the cockroach talk.
My favorite food to order at restaurants... it depends because I go from restaurant to restaurant to restaurant, but I really like sushi and I really like ramen noodles.
Oh yeah. That's like, I feel like everybody loves ramen noodles. That's like the popular thing that I always hear all the time. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Roxanne, it was so good to kind of get to know you a little bit more. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. It was a good time and I can't wait to see you against Jordynne Grace at NXT Battleground. Guys, do not miss it. Thank you guys so much. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye everyone.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact, with semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch. It's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch, feeling fine so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.